As the beloved Master Jesus speaks his heart to us, we again offer him our love, gratitude, and blessing for eternity and unconditional devotion and obedience. We offer that in the name of all mankind, who one day must arise into his world of cosmic Christ perfection forever. Blessed ones of the sacred fire, in bringing to you today that which it is my privilege to give and your privilege to use, we are all privileged to reach into the greater realms of life's perfection and draw forth whatever is required to bring into this world the love of God's heart and the sacred fire of his power to more quickly control conditions that must be consumed and forgotten. When we charge you with our ascended master consciousness, it is that there may flood into your mental world and your feeling world our thoughts, our pictures, our feelings, and our words of perfection. So when you think of us, try to feel that in the octave of the ascended master's life, there at all times floods forth everywhere there is an opening provided by mankind, the great thoughts and divine designs, the pictures, the feelings, the commands, and the activities of the sacred fire and the cosmic light, which combined produce perfection for all life, everywhere, forever. So when you use our ascended master consciousness, it contains more than you realize in your present understanding. The ascended master's consciousness is the awareness of the full perfection of the great central sun and of the life from that great central sun that manifests systems of worlds. And if I were you, when human thoughts and feelings disturb you, if on the instant you would turn away from them and demand ascended master consciousness take the place of all human thoughts and feelings in your world, it would be like a flash of sunshine into a darkened room that would bring with it its warmth, its illumination, its healing, and its blessing. So you may at any time charge into your own mental and feeling world, into your atmosphere, into your affairs. Our thoughts, our ascended master thoughts, our ascended master pictures, our ascended master feelings, and our ascended master power of the sacred fire, the cosmic light, that always produce perfection. And you can draw into yourselves and into your world by charging into these outer conditions our ascended master way of handling them, are a sense of master control of them. And if you will but speak those words, and with fierce, unyielding determination and command, that all the energy of the life in you and your world must now be filled full to overflowing with the ascended master's consciousness, the ascended master's world of already manifested perfection, the ascended master's world and power of cosmic sacred fires control, you will set into action in your affairs a continuous stream of the power that produces perfection. Because when we send forth an activity of the sacred fire to produce manifestation, the sacred fire from our octave is eternal. It is never ending. Therefore, you have a sustained action of the perfection from our octave, which you call into yourselves and into your affairs. So, beloved ones, in the fullness of all that we have offered you, the more you can use our ascended master consciousness to correct everything that has caused you distress or limitation, the closer we can come to you, the more we can flood your world with our perfection, and the stronger we can make you to stand against the imperfection and discord of the hordes of evil or the outer world's activities. If I were you, considering the chaos in the outer world's condition this hour, I would definitely, 3 times a day, demand with everything you are and have that the ascended master's thoughts and the ascended master's feelings, the ascended master's world of the sacred fire, be so charged into you and your world, all your life, and all the life around you, that human conditions could no longer live or manifest to you or wherever you would pass by. Now, if you just demand that your world, everything in you and your world, be made our ascended master, invincible world of eternal perfection, then, if you charge this forth at least 3 times a day, it's just like a pile driver flooding into your outer use the perfection from our world that not only gives you the blessings to use, but it is an automatic repelling activity and a consuming activity to that which is of the hordes of the shadows. Now then, since the hordes of evil have sought to darken the pathway of mankind's life experience here, it would be well if you charge your world and affairs with the ascended master's light, the cosmic light of ascended master's blazing control. Because that light can so surround you all and keep you untouched by the destructive forces, and also it can clear the pathway ahead of you show you where you're going, prepare you ahead for experiences that you know not yet might approach you. Now, this which I am giving is the cosmic Christ, victory and power, which must come into your use, my loved ones, at this time. I gave some of this to my disciples during the time of my ministry, but it has been covered over, denied, and hidden from the masses of the people for whom I gave it. And so now, as you are the legions of peace, as you are the legions of cosmic illumination, as you are the legions of the sacred fire, by your use of these ascended master activities in your own physical experiences and world, you will find us ever abiding with you, because it is necessary that we stay with you because of certain events that are approaching. So I trust my visit today will prepare you ahead of time in a way for which you will be grateful forever. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, for your protection, it would be well if you charge your outer selves and your affairs as the world of the ascended masters, sacred fire control and protection of all wherever you approach. We want you to build more and more power of the sacred fire's protection around yourselves and your world of affairs. Because in the uncertainty of outer world conditions, the discord of human selfishness, outer conditions change constantly. But if you will charge and feel in and around yourselves the ascended master's world of the sacred fire's control, the sacred fire's invincible protection, I'm the sacred fire supply of every good thing. Then charge yourselves with the ascended master's sacred fire, strength to make you powerful enough to stand against anything that is of human distress in the outer world and keep you forever untouched by it. And it would be very well if you keep charging the outer self with ascended master strength that never feels lack or limitation. Now that strength is both mental and emotional and even physical. Charge yourselves with the ascended master's invincible strength that forever stands against everything that is of human creation. There are certain cosmic powers, beloved ones, that can come to your assistance very quickly as you begin to use this and keep acknowledging it no matter what takes place. Demand its presence in you. Demand its world around you. Demand its blessing go forth everywhere forever until the onrush is so tremendous and it's released from our octave that it sweeps like an avalanche everything ahead of you and parts every condition and takes you through safely, no matter where it is necessary for you to be. You cannot use our ascended master consciousness too much. You have fill yourselves with the human consciousness or human concepts of conditions in the world about you. And those concepts are of limitation and confusion and misinformation. If you will charge yourselves with the Ascended Master's sacred fire consciousness, sacred fire power, sacred fire illumination that makes everything in your world our Ascended Master world a victorious control, then on an instant we can flash to you or through you cosmic assistance that you would not even know you were going to use until it was right at hand and assisting you almost before you realized it. It is for you to open the way, to give us the opportunity to pour these activities in and around you in preparation for anything that you might experience in the changing conditions of the outer world. For no matter what conditions are in the outer world, if you have a momentum of this sacred fire world of the Ascended Master's control of everything in you and your world, you will find the cosmic Christ a very real manifestation and assistance to you in all outer physical conditions. If you care to call forth my ascended Jesus Christ, cosmic Christ control of a situation, then hold the picture of my luminous presence, then automatically there comes to me the ray of light on which I can come back to you and send the sacred fire there to perform in whatever way brings you the assistance you require. But when you think of me now and want the use of the power which it is my privilege to use and bestow, think of me now as the ascended Jesus, cosmic Christ, sacred fire, which I bring to earth to complete my service of the centuries and to do that which I am yet to do in helping to remove the hordes of evil that have so desecrated God's life and gift and energy in this world. So as we are approaching the greater increase of this cosmic sacred fire, which I am drawing forth at the Christmas season, just a few days of your use of this will bring into your outer experience this which I describe and will make you more keenly aware of my presence with you and the outpouring of the sacred fire which we are drawing in through and around all that is constructive. And at this time, more than any other, as individuals think of Christmas and think of me, they are harmonious. And that is our opportunity to expand the sacred fire in through and around each one. And so if you will fill your beings and worlds with our ascended master consciousness and conscious use of all powers of the sacred fire in and around you at this time, you will prepare the way and have at hand certain assistance that will give you a greater sense of security, will hold you more at peace, and is your invincible protection. The more sacred fire, ascended master conscious use of the sacred fire, conscious concentration of it in and around yourself, the more you become aware of our presence, and the less disturbance will be able to contact you. And in that outpouring, which we contemplate releasing in cosmic concentration during this class, you will be greatly blessed as you call this in and around yourselves, regardless of whether you're harmonious or not. Just charge it forth and begin to build its momentum so you dwell within more of the perfection that our love wants you to have. We want to keep you protected and supplied, healed and illumined by more activities of the sacred fire at this time, because we want to make you as strong as possible that we may do through you that which we want to do to give assistance to life wherever you abide. Then you become the open door of our presence, our sacred fire, our power of our love. And that is what I meant when I said, I am the open door that no man can shut. It means that when I blaze my luminous presence of the sacred fire, it can pass through all things, and not all mankind's human creation put together can ever enter into that, or close it off, or prevent its manifestation, which I command to take dominion here. So, beloved ones, you will not only enjoy using this, but you will begin to feel a sense of mastery of yourselves and over conditions that I tell you will be extreme joy as you just charge this forth in and around yourselves regularly, 2 or 3 times a day, till you just live in the consciousness of its presence with you. And as you are aware of our sacred fire world and our sacred fire presence, you must receive of its perfection into yourselves and into your affairs, and then you can give it to the rest of the world wherever you abide. So it has a very far-reaching effect. And if you choose to carry this forward into outer physical conditions, it will be an awakening to all you contact, and it will be an encouragement to all you contact. Now, this is part of what I referred to as the great central sun magnets love to the earth. And so, as the action of the great central sun magnet draws this in and around you, it begins its drawing activity to that which is constructive in the world about you. And you can bless all by letting it flow and leaving the results in the hands of the cosmic law. So, beloved of my heart, ever am I with you. I promised that I am with you always. I promised that I am the open door that no man can shut. I promised that I am the resurrection and the life of the sacred fire that raises all out of the shadows and into the perfection of that sacred fire, whose fiery heart of love from the great central sun is the cosmic Christ that does redeem the world and does close out the shadows of human mistakes till they are forgiven, forgotten, dissolved, and consumed from the universe, and just the great glory of the mighty I Am presence, own fiery hearts, love to life, floods you and your world, and never again do you have to be concerned with the handling of discordant conditions, because the sacred fire in you and your world is the automatic annihilation of all discord before it can approach. So in your use of the cosmic Christ sacred fire and the cosmic Christ world of the sacred fire's victory here, you enter in to close association with us, and your world and our world becomes one, because the sacred fire has filled all with the love that is the power of the law that produces perfection. So, beloved ones, in the beloved mighty I Am presence, mighty outpouring of that, may you ever abide. And now everything in your beings and world from this hour be filled full to overflowing with all the blessings and all the miracles and all the activities of the sacred fire of cosmic Christ control and cosmic Christ perfection that does set you free and holds you close in the love that is forever the master presence of the sacred fire from whence all perfection comes and which forever owns all and uses all to glorify and bring happiness to all for eternity. So may you dwell in the sacred fire word of my ascended Jesus Christ, cosmic Christ, love and sacred fire control, and just realize how magnificent is the perfection of life and the power of the sacred fire's mastery over every condition that has dared to cast a shadow upon your pathway of life. So I enfold you in my cosmic Christ heart of the sacred fire of my love and love's power supreme shall bring to you the flame of peace and your world and my world, one world again manifests its glorifying presence to the people of earth that must turn Godward and enter in to the eternal freedom of the sacred fire of our love. And its great magnetic power shall raise them out of their distress and into the happiness of our love for eternity. Thank you. Beloved Master Jesus, thank you for your love to us today. Thank you for your constant guarding presence. May we live in the world of the sacred fire of your heart and its cosmic Christ victory over this world blaze wherever we abide. We thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly. That limitless outpouring of such sacred fire power of the victory of the cosmic Christ. Blaze it everywhere without reservation and let it take its dominion here for eternity. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with the sacred fire power of your own fiery hearts. Obedience to the mighty I Am presence forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved Master Jesus, for all your life's dreams have done for us through the centuries. And you, beloved Saint Germain, the Goddess of Justice, and beloved Mary, and blessed Nod, and the great ones, accept our love, our gratitude, our devotion, and our obedience. Clothe us with your world of the sacred fire and make us your victory of its presence wherever we abide. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we ask your visible, tangible presence with us at all times. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Blazing, beloved Arcturus, the unfed flame in our hearts, to expand and meet the sevenfold flame without, that until it becomes one blazing presence of the sacred fire, let us move in the world but not out of it, and pouring into its distress whatever power of the cosmic Christ world of the sacred fire is necessary to bring ascended master victory here, move us forward and blaze the victory of its presence through us for eternity, and we thank. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of the ascended Jesus Christ, cosmic sacred fire heart, of its invincible control of all in this world. Blaze it without reservation until the hordes of evil are forever dissolved and consumed from the universe. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those in this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey the heart center of creation, our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the sacred fire necessary to come forth in quick descent, part the atmosphere of earth, and force all that lives to see the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host face to face, and forever give the obedience by which all are forever set free. And we thank you. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the glory of its sacred fire cover the world this hour and close out everything else forever.